Coming up, one person has died and another person was injured after a fire in Cedar Rapids. And later, some police chiefs are supporting a proposal to regulate and standardize traffic camera use across Iowa. Plus, egg hunts around eastern Iowa this weekend. Welcome to the Thursday, March 21st edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. First, on Tuesday, a fire broke out on the 1200 block of N Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. 78-year-old Frederick Slagenwhite and another man were removed from the home. Slagenwhite died at a hospital Tuesday. According to a Wednesday release from the Cedar Rapids Fire Department, the other person is recovering from non-life-threatening injuries. Cedar Rapids police officers removed one of the men from the home before firefighters arrived on scene. The other man was found by firefighters. Two police officers involved in the rescue were treated at a hospital and released on Tuesday. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Next, a bill that would regulate and standardize traffic cameras instead of banning them was advanced by an Iowa House subcommittee on Wednesday. The bill has received support from some Iowa police chiefs, including Cedar Rapids Police Chief David Dostal. House Study Bill 740 would require Iowa cities to get approval from the Iowa Department of Transportation for the placement of speed cameras along interstates and highways. In 2014, the Iowa DOT rolled out a policy, but the Iowa Supreme Court ruled that the DOT lacked the legal authority to regulate traffic cameras. The bill codifies the 2014 Iowa DOT policy. Cameras would only be allowed in areas with documented high crash or high risk locations that make it unsafe for police to make in-person stops, like the I-380 S-curve. This bill only applies to cameras used by local jurisdictions to monitor and enforce excessive speed violations on DOT-maintained primary road systems. The Iowa DOT would not be able to regulate traffic cameras that issue tickets for speed or red light violations on city streets. The proposal is seen as an alternative to legislation that would ban traffic cameras. Over the years, lawmakers have attempted to prohibit or regulate the use of traffic cameras due to concerns that they are used to generate revenue because of a lack of funding. For a closer look at the bill and the use of traffic cameras in Cedar Rapids, read the full story. There's a link available in this episode's description. Next, Easter egg hunts, Easter bunny visits, and brunches are taking place across eastern Iowa this weekend. Here are a few local events for egg hunters to consider. The Easter Bunny will be taking pictures at the Physicians Clinic of Iowa in Cedar Rapids on Saturday. This is a free event for kids 10 and under. Photos and activities will be held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is one of many, many Saturday egg hunts. Find a full list in the story linked in this episode's description. Egg hunts aren't just for kids. Christ Episcopal Church is holding an indoor glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt from 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday. There will be an indoor option for children who don't like the dark, as well as an adult golden egg hunt in the library. This event is free. In North Liberty, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church is hosting Easter Fest 2024 at Colony Acres. This free event features an egg hunt, food trucks, crafts, and more from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Sunday at 11, a family-friendly Easter worship service will be held, along with a continental breakfast. The Fraternal Order of Eagles is hosting an all-you-can-eat Easter brunch on Easter Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch costs $13. Fraternal Order of Eagles is a nonprofit organization that raises money for charities. As always, you can find a link to each of the stories featured in today's episode in this episode's description or at thegazette.com. Now let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today will be cloudy. Expect a high of 44 degrees and a low of 33 degrees. Anticipate a mix of rain and snow on Friday. Temperatures are expected to reach a high of 42 degrees and a low of 19 degrees. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay up to date with the latest news from Eastern Iowa at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.